Psalm 148, 11 to 13. Kings of the earth and all people, princes and all judges of the earth, both young men and maidens, old men and children, let them praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is excellent. His glory is above the earth and heaven. This passage begins with the highest authorities in society. Kings, princes, and judges are to praise the Lord. Young men, young women, old men, and children are also to praise the Lord. If that wasn't enough, it says, and all people must praise the name of the Lord. We have reasons within this text. He alone is worthy of exaltation. His majesty is far above the heaven and earth. The invented gods of culture cannot compare. They are nothing. And when men make themselves gods, they soon prove they do not compare. We find Jehovah exalted in this way because he is the creator. He is the one who sees every sin of man, but still determines to love us, even sending his son to die in our place so we can have eternal life with him. Psalm 148, 11 to 13. Kings of the earth and all people, princes and all judges of the earth, both young men and maidens, old men and children, let them praise the name of the Lord. For his name alone is excellent, his glory is above the earth and heaven.